USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, President Trump said there's now a new offensive to stop drug traffickers from taking advantage of the situation.
Today, the United States is launching enhanced counter-narcotics operations in the Western Hemisphere to protect the American people from the deadly scourge of illegal narcotics. We must not let the drug cartels exploit the pandemic to threaten American lives.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said thousands of soldiers, airmen, and Marines are involved in the action, and it's being taken after intelligence discovered the threat. Virus cases in the U.S. have climbed to more than 200,000. The administration is now responding to governors and hospitals who say they still don't have the life-saving equipment they need. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been resisting a statewide stay-at-home order, saying that more than half of the cases are in three South Florida counties.
At this point, I think even though there's a lot of places in Florida that have very low infection rates, it makes sense to make this move now.
The move comes after DeSantis was criticized for not shutting down public gathering places quickly. He says he made the decision after speaking to the president on the phone. California was one of the first with stay-at-home orders, but the state is still expected to run out of hospital beds in mid-May. Governor Gavin Newsom.
It is incumbent that we prepare for a surge in the number of hospitalizations and the number of ICU patients.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he understands the angst of the Americans who are sheltering in place.
Not knowing when this is going to end. The anxiety of dealing with this isolation day after day after day. It's like a bad groundhog movie, you know?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The top contender for the Democratic White House nomination thinks the party may have to reschedule their party for this year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The front-running Democrat for the White House and former VP Joe Biden says he finds it hard to imagine that the Democratic National Convention is going to be able to go ahead as scheduled in mid-July because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's supposed to be held in Milwaukee, Biden saying it may have to be postponed. Appearing on MSNBC, though, he also rejected suggestions that the November presidential election be postponed.
There's been no rationale for eliminating or delaying the election. It may be virtual.
Biden also saying that mail-in voting should be considered and maybe even drive-through voting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The third and fourth largest wireless carriers in the U.S. have merged. T-Mobile has formally completed its $31 billion merger with Sprint. The new company will be called T-Mobile. It's promising that its 5G network will reach 99% of U.S. homes within 6 years. Sprint's prepaid businesses, including Boost Mobile and Virgin Mobile, will be sold to Dish Network. This was demanded by the Justice Department to help Dish become a nationwide wireless competitor. The company is remaining on the NASDAQ stock exchange and continues trading under the name Temis. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.